Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dave Bowen, Chief Information Officer with the U.S. Department of Defense's Military Health System. Also joining us from IBM is Geo Patterson. So, Dave, I talked to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. Would you tell us more about your efforts to leverage partnerships and improve IT operations or outcomes?
Sure, Michael. When I kind of look at this question, it kind of falls into a couple of different areas, which I'll talk about. I think I talked a little bit about R&D in the last question, and this is an area where we really want to partner with industry to look at new technologies, new ways to research things, the application of high technologies to new situations, and those kinds of things. So we have a number of R&D programs that actively seek out companies and look to provide new technologies in a sort of a private-public partnership model there. Certainly, the other thing in terms of partnerships, which I talked about a little bit before, way back at the beginning, is that, you know, a lot of our healthcare that's received by our DoD beneficiaries is delivered outside of our direct care system. And so, you know, the technology around how do we connect to those many, many different systems of all of those providers in order to get that data back is a challenge for us. And certainly we've got to establish, healthcare data interoperability based on national standards. We've got to focus on ensuring that our systems, the systems that are exchanging data, uses national standards. One thing I didn't talk much about, which is an important point to make to us, and that is that we share an enormous amount of data with the VA. There's been a lot of public discussion around veteran disability claims and veteran health care at the VA. There's been some reference to the data that they get from DoD, and we probably share more data with the VA than any two healthcare organizations in the world. I mean, we actually track this on a daily basis, and I can tell you that on a daily basis, we're shipping millions and millions of fields of data to the VA every single day. So we have a challenge in terms of making sure that our data going to them is based on standards that we both understand, so that, you know, if we call a lab test one thing and they call it another, we have the ability to translate that back and forth. So as a result, in the very near term, we'll be able to bring data together from the DoD and VA legacy systems to create an aggregated patient record for our service members that transition from DoD and VA. We can make this data accessible to our users and to our clinicians through a common viewer. And through this viewer, the DoD and VA physicians will have the data that they need to quickly and confidently make critical medical decisions. So laying that foundation of infrastructure, business rules, and things like that, certainly we work not only with our industry partners, but we work with standard-setting bodies. We work with Office of the National Coordinator, Healthcare National Coordinator at the White House, and many other people. So those are some of the sort of public-private activities that we're involved in.
Dave, in an era of fiscal constraint, it's critical that agency leaders such as yourself act with strategic intent and keep their workforce motivated to meet mission. You spoke earlier about this topic. Reflecting on your leadership at DHA MHS, would you tell us how you continue to keep your employees focused and motivated in the face of dramatic and sometimes painful changes?
Well, I guess I would respond to that with three words, and that is communicate, communicate, communicate. You certainly can't communicate enough these days. As we said, we've got a far-flung operation, and getting information out and feedback back from the very far reaches of our organization continues to be a challenge. Matter of fact, I just had this discussion with my leadership team to make sure that we're trying to purposely reach out and touch all those people that are all across the world and make sure that they know sort of what the DHA is doing, what does it mean for them, sort of where we're going, what we hope to accomplish, and how do they fit into that picture. So that's a challenge. And I would tell you that If we can do that well, we will continue to have a motivated workforce, despite the fact that we've got very challenging economic times, as you said. We certainly want to do whatever we can for our folks. But again, as we talked earlier, it's no different, I think, than you would be doing in sort of a normal era. If you were a good manager, we just have to do more of it and focus more on those kind of activities in this environment.
Great. Given the critical role IT plays in mission and program delivery, how has the role of the CIO evolved into a more trusted advisor? What are the characteristics of a successful CIO of the future?
Well, that's a great question. And I've been a CIO in a lot of different organizations, and I've worked for everybody from the chief executive officer, the chief financial officer, the chief medical officer, et cetera. I think there's a model somebody's got. It might be Gartner. I'm not sure. But sort of talks about the stages of evolution of a CIO from basically being an order taker to a service provider to whatever and up to a trusted partner. You know, as I kind of look back on it, there are a couple of dimensions of the job that I think are important. Number one, the CIO, whoever he reports to, needs to be sort of at the strategy table. To me, reporting relationships aren't as important as what venue the CIO has to participate in helping set strategic direction and understanding the company's strategy and executing. You know, in terms of the business IT interaction, that sort of has evolved over time. But I think that, you know, the end state for me would be to be a CIO that is respected by my business partners as being potentially somebody who can bring technology to the table to implement a business solution that they hadn't thought of before. So this kind of goes beyond business giving IT its requirements. What this is IT coming back to the business and saying, you know, we have a technology that would enable you to run your business differently or enable you to bring a new product to market or enable you to be much more cost effective in a way that maybe you hadn't realized was possible before. When I looked at this and thought about examples, I think there's an example out there. The Progressive Insurance people have come out with a gizmo you plug into your mm-hmm. car, and it tells them how you drive and everything. That, to me, is a new technology, a new way of doing business. You know, if we can be the CIO who helps drive those kinds of innovation, I would say that's a trademark of a successful CIO.
So, Dave, looking towards the future, what are some of the major opportunities and perhaps challenges your organization will encounter in, say, the next couple of years? And how do you envision your office to evolve to meet these challenges and seize the opportunities?
Well, I think we sort of covered this in bits and pieces as we went through the discussion, Michael. Certainly, you know, in terms of challenges, we've got to reduce the cost of our direct care system. That's one of our strategies. We've got to be proactive in promoting health. We've got to be proactive in connecting to our commercial providers to get their information back there. But to those, I would add a couple of other things, and I think the DHA will help us do this. One is to sort of step back and take an enterprise-wide view and say, you know, if we're going to go out and buy an application to meet a certain need that we have, let's be sure that it's an enterprise need. Let's be sure that we're buying a solution that we can leverage across all of our services, all of our military treatment facilities, rather than somebody gets a, you know, great idea, you know, a vendor comes into one of the hospitals and they like it and so they buy it. We've got to be more cost effective with our dollars and be able to do that. I think another challenge is basically saying no and telling people, we know that you had IT budgets in the past and you like to do certain things, but you know, in the future, maybe they may not be in the best interest of the overall organization. So we're going to say no. That's a discipline that we have to develop. We've largely not had that in the past. And so the other one would be, as an organization, not just within IT, but across the organization, and that is much more focused on accountability for results, be they results in the IT arena, results in terms of clinical performance in our military treatment facilities, in our hospitals, better results coming from our private care providers. These are all going to be a challenge for us. We are very actively encouraging our business leadership to standardize the clinical processes that we have in place at our hospitals. This was one of the lessons that we learned from talking to Kaiser, and that is, you know, you've got to standardize your process, you've got to look at best practices, you've got to reduce the variability of outcomes, and that in turn will drive down the costs of your care. Well, when you translate that back into an IT environment, that variability translates into more variability in your IT systems to have to support that, and that in turn translates to a higher operating cost. So the more we can standardize our care process, the more we can standardize our systems and be more efficient and effective. So I think those are some of the major things that we're going to be facing over the next couple of years.
So Dave, what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
Well, you know, a couple things. One of the things that really strikes me as I've looked at my service in government is that people who are successful in public service are passionate about the mission of their agency and whatever it is. So, you know, I would tell people if you can get passionate about something or you're really passionate about something and there's an agency that sort of does that something, then, yeah, I would say, you know, gravitate toward that agency and see if you can make a difference. And there are just amazing number of different careers and different things that you can do in government. As I've talked to different IT colleagues in other agencies and stuff, I mean, the government has an absolutely fascinating array of of interesting jobs and interesting challenges. The government, I would also tell you, and again, I was quite surprised at this, but there are amazing opportunities for education and career development. You know, you can get advanced degrees, you can go to different government schools, get certified, do all of that stuff. So a terrific way of learning and growing and getting exposure to a lot of things. The other thing that I would tell you is that, again, sort of back to my conversation around challenges, somebody once told me if you want to get a shot at trying to solve big problems, come to the government. And so, you know, when I look at what my IT budget is, where my services are provided, you know, we're a global healthcare organization. We provide healthcare to huge numbers of people in very adverse environment, all different kinds of environment on a global scale. I've got a huge budget. We've got a huge operation. This is a big challenge and a big job. So if you want to get involved in large-scale kinds of operations, it's certainly a great opportunity for people who like a challenge.
Well, Dave, I want to thank you for joining us again. It's great to always have you in here. In fact, I'd like to offer and extend an invitation to come back in the future when you have some time. But more importantly, Gio and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I was telling Gio at the break, we have a video that sort of talks about all the different dimensions of the military health system, some of which we didn't even talk about here, like our uniformed services university and things like that. And as I shared with a group when I was speaking, I played the video. And after the video, I sort of said, you know, it gives you this is something that gives you a reason to come up and get up every morning, come to work. So really proud to be here, proud to be serving the men and women of our armed services. And we'll look forward to coming back.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dave Bowen, Chief Information Officer within the U.S. Department of Defense's Military Health System. My co-host from IBM has been Gio Patterson. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.